Well, our guest in the cafe this morning is our personal technology commentator, Jeremy Gomez. And Jeremy is the business technical analyst with the A&M Commerce Provost Office. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you, sir?
Great, and Happy New Year.
Yes, indeed.
Also, well, you shared an article with me on seven technology trends that will dominate 2018. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much of this we're going to get to, but we'll start with the number one item, which has to do with artificial intelligence, and it says AI permeation, just reaching into every little nook and cranny of our lives eventually, I guess. How might an average person notice artificial intelligence creeping in, Jeremy?
Well, I mean, everyone wants to gain knowledge these days. Everyone has questions, and so we will probably see a lot more of the products like Alexa that we talked about in one of the earlier Blacklands, but another one is like the Google Assistant and Google Speakers, where those things, those types of products will not just be able to answer questions you have, but then also control and help you with your other devices in your home, like your entertainment TVs and things like that, controlling your thermostats like the Nest and things like that. If you have certain devices that are controlled like that, turning off the lights, you know, or turning them on, just creeping into your household with those things that you normally would think of having to have a switch or a remote control for. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. It's those types of things that can be controlled.
So the Alexa device is part of artificial intelligence.
It is. It's more lean towards, I would say, probably just on the informational side of it. It's not going to be as much trying to, I think it's not going to control as much as these other, it's not going to be integrated as much as into your household.
Now, the number two thing is kind of related to what you were just talking about, digital centralization. So many people have all these gadgets now, one thing and another, and they're not necessarily all integrated together. So we're now looking for ways to manage all of these devices.
It is, and that's the one thing. Nobody wants to have this control one thing and another device control another. They all want it centralized. And like I said, that's where some of these devices are coming into play, where smartphones will be able to control your TVs and such, or if you have, like I said, integration in with a Google product, Fire Sticks from Amazon, you know, things like that. There's all kinds of products out there that will integrate into your household.
Under this idea of digital centralization, there's a line in here that says, smart speakers are a good step in the right direction toward digital centralization. And again, now that when we say smart speakers, we're talking about the Alexa type products.
Yes, and the Google speaker and things like that.
We're talking with Jeremy Gomez, and Jeremy's our personal technology commentator, business technical analyst with A&M Commerce Provost Office. And we're talking about seven technology trends that will dominate in the coming year. 5G preparation. Now, this is where I'm at a loss, I'm afraid, but they're referring to the 5G internet, basically.
Basically, it's just the infrastructure of what we have with our data. So a lot of it, let's just think of it in simple terms of your mobile device. And so we see the 4T 4G LTE network right now, or the 4G, and before that we had 3G, things like that. And it's just the infrastructure of the amount of juice, per se, is what's pumped into the network, and how much strength you have, and what makes your applications run faster and then boost that signal.
So this is a collective thing that we're moving toward, not anything that any one particular company or outfit is doing.
As I say, it's going to be your standard for what is going to be provided as far as the strength. Now, again, and that's really, you're going to see that in the big populated cities, those that have the infrastructure to create and have that sustainability of that type of network preparation.
Article says a 5G internet has the potential to be almost 10 times faster than 4G.
Yeah.
Hard to imagine.
I noticed the little things, I guess, if I'm in good old, Coach Carl says, Commerce America. You know, I notice how I am here versus if I'm in Dallas and whatnot, and I see the difference in my speed and the processing. And
oh, really?
And so you take, if you are a person that is that frequents the Dallas area and you are used to that type of speed, you will see changes once they start getting integrated into 5G and whatnot. So
we're going to run out of time here, but another thing that is mentioned is white collar automation. I don't want to send a chill down the spine of a few people, but You know, we hear more and more about robots and what have you.
We do, and we talked about it earlier about the type of jobs that would be automated. But again, it's for efficiency. It's going to take some of these jobs that we can make more efficient. But then we need there'll always be a human factor needed, and so it's just where are you going to repurpose to make it more efficient and make it a better quality, because quality assurance, yes, can be aided with technology and aided with the automation, but for true quality assurance, you still have to have that human aspect.
Okay. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Absolutely.
Jeremy Gomez, our personal technology commentator with the A&M Commerce Provost Office. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.